So welcome to the Mars Kingdom podcast. We focus on financial freedom, real estate, it's more revolved around that. And today we have a very special guest, the man himself. He got in with a 167 unit deal. Do not know how he did that or how did he get into that room. So we're going to go over all of that. So let's hear from the man himself.
Hey, what's going on, Kelvin? I'm excited to be here and just talk about helping people change their mindset so that they can become financially free. It's something that we all strive to do and a lot of people want to do, but not everybody takes action in doing it. And that's why I love talking to people that are in the same space, because you're doing it, right? You're taking action. And so I'm excited to talk to you and just kind of have a conversation about how to do that. So.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, man. And, that's one of the reasons why I connected with you so much on so many different levels, is not just the fact that, it's 167 units, it's such a enticing number, when you see it thrown around there, but just the fact that, military guy, ex-military guy here, so I know the background, I know what you do-ish, and it's like, wow, this guy is taking serious action. Like, I was thinking about it in the military, but I never did it, It was, you hear everybody talking about it, but then it's the next thing to say, let me take that next step, right?
Yeah, no, it's cool because I think that a lot of people, they have the ideas and they have the desire, but it just like, they only think about reading podcasts, or listening to podcasts, reading books and listening to other people and talking to other people. But until you actually put forth like your own money, you never are really invested in and see the change that can happen once you start taking action. And so that's why I really liked, I've been analyzing deals for a while now. And I finally just decided, I'm done reading books and podcasts. I'm ready just to jump in and see how it goes. And so the 167 unit, it's a limited partner. So an LP on, it's a commercial multifamily, obviously. So you've got two sides of it. You've got general partners to find the deal, they find investors, they deal with attorneys, they do all of like the groundwork, and then LPs are there just to provide the capital. And so we've been analyzing our own deals as a GP and just decided, let's just jump in. We can't find anything right now. We're still analyzing deals on our own, but let's jump in with as an LP and see what happens, learn from them, start getting a return on our investment and get into this commercial real estate space.
So I'd probably like to ask, I'm just curious, what was a long time or what was the time of you just from real estate, that's where it's at, to analyzing deals, to doing it, jumping from podcasts to books, to knowledge, to, hey, I'm taking action. Or how long was that,
So I've been interested in real estate for a really long time. I read Rich Dad Poor Dad in 2013. And so I've always thought about it. And so since 2013, I've started just to slowly scale up. So in 2013, I probably read Rich Dad Poor Dad. In 2014, I probably listened to one or two podcasts. And then 2015, 2016, it was more and more and more until last year, I found Active Duty Passive Income. And I just saw the power of a mentor. And then I talked to Tim Kelly, who is the co-founder of ADPI, especially the Multifamily Academy. And he was just like, at some point you've got to stop listening to podcasts and books and start taking action. And so that was the first time that I invested in myself and paid $2,000 to join this academy, to surround myself with more multifamily commercial people. And that's where it started to really take off, because I saw all of them doing deals. I saw them going out and analyzing. I was just on this Voxer group that's constantly coming up every day. We have 100 notifications of people, analyzing deals, going to seeing properties. And so it keeps you fired up the more that you're surrounded by it and you see it, right? So if I only listen to one podcast a day, for me, I don't feel that's enough motivation to do it. You've got to have somebody there holding you accountable. So I have an active duty Marine in North Carolina, that we talk to each other pretty much every day. So we're constantly on each other just to continue to move forward and keep that motivation going, even on the days that, you know, we're struggling to say, today I've got to get back on it. But you've got someone there to hold you accountable.
Yeah, man, I know those days, man. Some of those days, when they, those days hit you, you're just like, ah. You know, you look at the phone like, okay, bro, okay, I got it.
Yeah, true. You just got to push through those days, so.
Yeah, man, that's amazing, man. I like that. That's amazing. So just for everybody, you're still active duty, right?
I am, yes. I am a sales officer on the USS Abraham Lincoln here in San Diego. So active duty, we're starting our workup cycle, so life's getting really busy, but you just got to make time for it. Quote that I love is by Jim Rohn: if you really want something, you'll find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse.
You know, I was just about to ask you that also. I was just like, so how do you find like the military life, real estate life? Like, okay, I mean, you're an LP, but still there's other things that go into it, looking at other deals. Like, is that like, do they like battle, but each other, you know, like, do you like hard find a time?
Yeah, so it has been a difficult, because not only am active duty military, right, doing real estate as well, but I also have a wife and two kids that I'm trying to balance the life between. And so it's just a balancing act. It's just finding, you know, a few minutes here or there to throw some numbers into an analyzer. It's setting aside time in the morning, right now it's, you know, 4 a.m. my time, and getting ready to go to work. But I'm making a few minutes to jump on here and talk to you and have a conversation so we can help out other people. It's my why. My why is I want to help people accomplish their goals and their dreams so that they can spend their time where it matters most to them. Right. Yep. I read that book.
Everybody, so start with why. Start with why.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just listened to that book last year. So I found my why that's strong enough. I want to help other people, and I want to help them put their time where it matters most to them. And so it is hard, and it's definitely harder. Like, I had a few weeks off for Christmas, and so it was pretty easy, right? I had 2 weeks off that I could really dive deep and dig hard. And that's when most of my time goes into it. But then when I get off work and my kids go to bed, I will sit on my computer for an hour and analyze a deal, or, you know, I'll get up early like this and make connections and send people invitations on LinkedIn or talk to them. So it's just making that time. You've got to make time, or else if you just let things happen, they're not going to happen. You've got to make them happen.
Yeah, no, 100% agree, 100% agree. And I myself, I just got into real estate maybe about 2 years now, you know, and a year and a half before that, I was in the same boat, just reading all these books and, you know, podcasts and YouTube School of Knowledge and all that good stuff. And then, and, you know, my kid was born, my first boy was born, and I was like, all right, that's it. Gotta take some action. You know, there's another life here now, you know, dependent on me. So that's basically, that was my why. My why was, I gotta do this for family. I gotta do this for myself, you know. I just have to perform, and I have no choice. And one of the biggest things that helped me also was that, okay, cool, family is always a good one, right? But it was, I eliminated all choices. So when I did that, like, okay, well, if this doesn't work, if I don't get this property, I can just do this. So, well, if I don't get this, well, I can work another year. Well, if I, you know, so I just looked myself in the mirror and then just said, there's no choice. Eliminate all choices. If you want to take the island, burn the boats, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. It's so true. And that's what I love, is that you've taken action and you've eliminated that. So you said you've been in for 2 years. How did you get started in real estate? Because I know you're in Kuwait, correct?
Correct. Middle East, Kuwait, over here. Overseas contract.
And you've invested in the United States while you've been over there, correct?
Yes. Primarily Cincinnati. That's where I'm going to focus on. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. So a lot of people, they struggle with investing in their own town. How did you invest in the United States from being across the seas?
Well, that was always one of the things that held me back, right? So even before I got into real estate investing, you know, when my son was being born, like a few months before, I was actually going to buy a house, right? That big old liability, I was going to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
So, but then I started more reading, right? And then I read this book by, I believe it was David Green, Long Distance Real Estate Investing, right?
Okay.
And then I was like, well, he's in the States and he's picking up properties in different states and never seeing them, right? That was one of his things. It's like he bought a place and he'd never even seen it. And he birded it, he made cash flow, he was good, you know. And I was like, wow, man, that's amazing. I wonder if I could do something like that. So then I started jumping on forums. And I've seen there was a guy that was in Afghanistan. And he was able to use his VA loan and pick up a property in the States, right? I forget where, but it was in the States, right? And that's when I looked at myself, I was like, well, if he can do it, so can I, you know? And I was like, yeah. I was already interested in long, I was already going to buy a house. And I was like, well, if I can buy a house, I can buy two units. I was like, okay. And then I found out with the VA loan, you can pick up 2 to 4 units.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I could pick up 2 units, I could pick up 3 units.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, I just kept challenging myself. Like, well, if he can do it, I can do it, you know? And then I just eliminated all choices and used my VA loan. Picked up a triplex and then used it again 18 months later, picked up a duplex.
That's so key. You know, just believing in yourself. And like you said, don't make excuses for what you can do. Because if you're right, anybody can do this. They just have to put in enough time and enough effort. And I think that's why a lot of people don't become financially free, is they don't want to worry and work that hard. You know, they see it as this hard thing, but really it's just a little bit of knowledge, getting the right connections with the realtor and other things. And you, anybody can do this. You're right. I mean, you did it from overseas. And so, and that's the cool thing about real estate.
And I try to tell people that all the time. It's like, I'm from the Virgin Islands originally, born and raised. The first time I went to America was when I joined the military. So I don't know anything about like the States, like really, especially Cincinnati of all places, right? So yeah. I just learned, Google, check the unemployment, the population, you know, just doing the basics, the grind, the analytics, and, you know, what the books tell you, and then was implementing what the books tell you, right? It's the actual doing part, right?
Yeah. You know, if people are listening to this and they've gotten to this far, that is key. Is no, the biggest things that you look at in real estate is find your market. And is how's the population looking? What's the unemployment growth? How much appreciation is homes getting? Look at the crime rate. Look at the schools, mm-hmm. right? Know the data for the market. And then honestly, after that, it's just finding what you can afford, right? Because for us, the VA loan is super helpful. But for other people, you know, about 25% down gets you an investment property. And there are markets out there. I was just looking at a market last night that homes on average are between $40,000 and $80,000. For a home, right? So a down payment on a $40,000 home is only 10 grand. Mm-hmm. So it's like anybody can get into this. Just know your numbers and know who to talk to. Yeah. Would you say that's fair? Would you agree with that?
Oh man, 100%. You know, I mean, you know, you could just do the, I mean, kind of like to come back with the start with why, they just have to make sure like, hey, they can read all day and they can YouTube and, you know, get all the analytics that they want. But until they figure out why they want to do this, so they can actually like push through that barrier, because it's always that barrier, right? You can have all the information, but and you can look at this $50,000 property and you have the funds to buy it. But when it comes time to pull the trigger and do it, you're just like, oh man, do I really want to? Oh man, what if this goes bad? And then you start doubting yourself, right? Like, well, what if there's a hole in the roof or the foundation is bad and, you know, man, it's just going for it.
Yeah, just go for it and then realize, and I was listening to actually another guy that I interviewed. He's from Ukraine and sorry, not Ukraine. Anyway, I have to cut that part out. I'm not sure where he's from. But basically, he invested in a building. One time and it worked. He invested another $30,000 and that building never got finished because the contractor went out of business. And his mentor, somebody that's super successful, just told him to chalk that up as an education as basically the university of life. Mm-hmm. You invest in yourself. So whether you fail or you win both ways, because you're learning. If you do fail, you learn, okay, now I need to look out for such and such.
Yeah.
That's, and you know, that's, don't look at it as a failure.
That's amazing too, because, you know, I write down, well, at least I try to, I write down my goals and affirmations every day. And one of my things is I never fail, I learn, right?
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So yeah. That makes me curious, what other affirmations do you have?
Where are we at? It's so many, it's a whole little list, but it's, I am successful. I focus on building my net worth. I commit to being wealthy, kind of like a mindset thing. And then financial goals is I'll have 10 units by July, 20 units by December, you know, and, you know, just a little more like that. Like I achieve all goals I set, and I am confident in my abilities. You know?
That's so cool. You know, it makes me, because that's something I've been thinking about lately is right now, kind of all over the board, trying to narrow it down to specific things like that. And I love that, you know, you have confidence in your abilities.
It didn't start off like that. I've been writing them down for about 3 years now.
That's odd, you know, but yeah. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
It goes back to action.
Yeah, man. So I'd like to probably just maybe give a little bit more value to the audience. If they are this far, I think they deserve that also. It's because I know everybody's like super curious to like, okay, they heard that you went into the academy, but how did you get into that room, right? How did you even like open that door? Because many of us, you know, even myself included, you know, you pay for these things, you go into these groups, you're curious, you're looking for ways like, okay, I know how to do this. I read the books. Okay. You know, structure the deal or get it, you know, find investors, private money lenders, or join somebody or syndicate, right? But from the academy, okay, joining the academy, how did you actually, maybe somebody else is out there trying to do the same thing. So how did you actually enter that room with those people to even be considered a LP, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's good to add specific value to. So I hope people have stuck around this far. So there's a few things in that question. Biggest thing is like we've already talked about, you've got to take action, right? Mm-hmm. So I joined the Multifamily Academy. And then from there, you've got to get involved. You can't just join something. If I were to just join the Academy, I might as well have just kept reading listening to podcasts and reading books, right? So then I had to start posting. I had to start doing the homework that they put out. They do an underwriting call every Thursday and they do a mastermind call every Tuesday, right? So if I don't join those calls and participate, that $2,000 that I spent is useless. So I got in, I started connecting with people. Somebody reached out to me and said, hey, you know, you and I have similar goals, similar backgrounds, similar desires. Let's partner up and see what we can do. So we partnered up and then we started looking for deals. We started looking in Idaho, which is where we're both from. The market there is exploding. So barrier to entry is much higher. You know, it's a couple million dollars for a few units versus in North Carolina where it's a couple million dollars for 40 units. So we narrowed down our market. And then after that, we just started really digging in deep. We built connections with realtors. We built connections with attorneys. We built connections with insurance agencies, with property managers. We started building our team. And once we've built our team, now we feel confident when we go into a deal. I'm the underwriter, so I'm there analyzing the deal. I get all of the numbers. My minimum is a 50% expense ratio. So whatever they're saying their numbers are, we don't take their pro forma, which is what their projected numbers are. Mm-hmm. We take their actual numbers for the year previous. We put that in. We put a 50% expense ratio. And then it's just that grind, you know, just continuing to learn. I've learned a few things about underwriting. If this happens, then we put this in, you know, if it's next to a flood zone, we have to add more for the insurance. So our expense ratio goes up like 55, 56%. And so you constantly do that. And then we just continue to work those kinks out as we move forward and building up this team. And now we've joined somebody else who is more on the ground. He's going to be the property manager for the unit. So we don't have to now hire out a property manager and waste an extra 10% on that. And so after all of this, we analyzed probably 30, 40 deals, and we just couldn't find anything that fit our budget. So we both had some money that was sitting aside, and we're just like, instead of let's just having it sit in the bank, let's throw it into an LP. We now get 167 units under our belt. So now when we go to lenders, we can say, hey, we are LPs in such and such deals. So now we have credibility built behind our names, and we've got our money now sitting somewhere that's getting a return in an asset that's appreciating, and they're forcing appreciation, doing renovations and things. So in 6 years, that money's going to come back to us. And so we put 25,000 into that deal each. And so when that comes back, we'll in 6 years get about, over the course of 6 years, 57,000. Now we both have 57,000 that we can put into our own deals. So hopefully that answers that question, and it brought some value to people, just the specifics of things that we've done to get to where we're at.
Yeah, no, that was definitely like super, super like hammer on the nail, right? Because that's what it takes. It's just, like you said, just building the connections. You could join all the forums and all academies and all the real estate universities you want, but if you don't actually get in there, grind and do the work and make these connections, right? Then what's the point, right?
Right. Yeah. Continue to listen to podcasts. Don't spend money if you're not going to take action beyond spending money, right? Most people are paying for motivation. They're not paying for knowledge. When you enter a mastermind group, they're not there to give you motivation. You know, that's what a conference is for. So when you get into a mastermind, it's time to work. It's not just time to listen.
I like that. Yeah. So what's in store for you for this year then?
This year's busy. We're working up for a deployment sometime next year, beginning. So it's getting busy. But what's in store for me is I want to nail down at least two more commercial multifamily deals. Right now we're working on a 26 mobile home unit. So I want to nail down at least two more commercial families with these partners that I have. Our goal is to have probably between $2 and $3 million of assets under our belt, as well as continuing to grow our YouTube channels, right? So because that's what the forum that I'm using is not podcasts. I'm using YouTube to kind of grow who we are and help people's understanding. So that's kind of where we're sitting. Still working out, you know, specific details, but that's our big goals. Want to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube by the end of the year, and want to have two commercial multifamily units under our belt.
And just for the people, what was the name of the YouTube channel?
It's just Bo Evans. So I can send over the link and put in the description below.
Yeah, definitely do that.
But yeah, that's kind of the goal. What about for you?
Like I said, from in the goals of my like my the goals is 10 units by July total, and then try to close on a 20 unit by the end of December to total up to 30, right? And with that being is to also grow the company, new company I got, Kelvin Acquisitions, right? Acquisitions, more focused on obviously commercial real estate, focused on building business credit, and also the YouTube channel, right? To try and reach more people, to give as much free information as I can, as we can, right? It's all about the help, right? You know, that's the big thing though.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it's cool. I'm glad that I get to surround myself with people like you just to kind of continue to grow, to learn, and to help other people as much as we can.
And I really want, if you listen to this and you are a veteran, you better use your VA loan to buy 2 to 4 units. Because if I can, from Kuwait, you got no excuse.
That is 100% true right there. You need to use your VA loan. We used it in San Diego and bought an amazing house for free, right? No money down. And we even got our earnest money deposit back. So what he said is so true. Just use your VA loan, take advantage of it. It's there for you to use.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
And you can use it more than once.
Right. Yep. It's there for you to use. Just, yeah, use it. Use it.
Well, man, that was really amazing. Even though it was a really short interview, because you know you got to go to work. He's still in the military, guys. He's still serving us. He's still doing his duty, and he still made time to show up here and just give us so much knowledge, and to just show that hey, anybody can be in a 167 unit deal. This could be you. You could be in a deal like this, saying that hey, legitimately, like hey, we have 167 units to my name now. Makes you look more, so much more credible going into deals, like you said. This could be you. And I hope all you guys understand that just take action. Find your why and take action.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'll give you my phone number. You know, Pete, if I have any questions, just send me a text, shoot me a call, right? I am completely open to helping people any way that I can.
Oh, you know, same here. Goes both ways. Open line, right? You have any last things or podcast or book for anybody that's still reading books or podcasts?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one that I've been listening to is Four Oaks Capital.
Okay.
Yeah, Four Oaks Capital, Brian Briscoe. They have an amazing podcast. They have a beginner entrepreneur that has never bought a unit before or has just bought one. And then they have somebody that's super senior that's been in it for a long time. So they have kind of an interview. He's just kind of the host as these two go back and forth. So it's a really a different way that a podcast mm-hmm. works. And then books, you need to read Loopholes of Real Estate. Mm. It's a great book. Garrett Sutton, he's the tax advisor for Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it just shows you the benefits of real estate that you need to take advantage of while they're still available. I've heard of some things that, you know, Joe Biden may implement that could hinder those loopholes. So, you know, start acting now before those get taken away.
Great. That was some good picks. I haven't heard of those yet. And so I'm definitely going to definitely pick that one up. Especially having real estate under my name, I would like to figure out these loopholes.
Yep, they're out there. You just got to take advantage of them. So.
Guys, this was Tomorrow's Kingdom. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to check out Bo Evans' YouTube channel. All the links will be down there. Hit him up, ask him for his information. You know, go to his channel, comment, say, yo, Bo, help me out. 167 units too, bro. You know?
Yeah, I would love to. Come on over. Let's keep working. Kelvin, I look forward to working with you more.
Oh, man, definitely, man, definitely. And thanks for all that you do and all your service and, you know, blessings to you all. Man.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to y'all later.